Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jessica and we have Teresa, everybody. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yay!
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Boy, you look kind of alike. Is there a reason for that?
I mean, we're sisters.
So.
There you go. Who's older?
Who do you think?
I don't ever, don't put me.
It would be me.
You?
Yeah.
Yes, but not by much, right?
Like 3 years.
Three years. Yeah. Oh, that's nothing.
Four years. Oh, yeah. Almost. Yeah, it depends on what month it is.
Whether it's closer to three or four.
Yeah.
Was she nice to you?
Growing up, no.
No?
No.
At what point was she the most evil?
Probably when she was in middle school, I would say. Yeah.
That was bad, because that's when you really wanted to be her friend.
Yes, exactly.
And she did not want any part of you.
No.
No.
Teresa was a bad big sister.
What?
Did your mom yell at you a lot for that? Or did she just kind of...
No, I don't know.
She kind of let us go.
Yeah.
Oh,
work it out amongst yourselves.
It's typical sibling things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do now that you're best friends and you hang out?
We like to drink.
Yeah.
We like to go to shows.
Yep.
Just kind of hang out, talk.
Yeah. We have kids that are the same age. We were pregnant at the same time. So we actually weren't really friends until we got pregnant at the same time. Then we kind of got back together and we've been friends ever since.
That will do it. How old are the kids?
They are almost 11.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they the only ones that you have?
Only ones I have.
I have another son and he'll be six.
Mm-hmm. And then are you raising these children with partners? Or are you flying solo and getting her done?
I am dating. Serious.
So you have one or you're just doing a lot of serious dating?
Just one.
Just one. Okay.
Just one.
One serious.
One serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. And it's complicated.
Complicated.
Yes.
Who's answering about who here?
I am going to answer about Jessica.
We're going to kick Jessica out of the room.
We're
going
to send you into the Jeff and Jan isolation booth. And now that Jessica is out of listening range, Jen, whenever you're ready.
All right. What does your mom do that makes you both crazy?
Oh, my gosh. Asks us to do chores constantly.
Even still at your age?
We're in our 30s and we still have to do chores.
Do you both live with her?
I currently do.
Do, okay.
She did last year. So
okay.
She knows my pain.
She wants you to pull your weight.
Yes.
Around
yes,
there.
Very much. Right. And then some.
And then some. What's the biggest fight you two had as kids?
Oh, one time I pulled her hair and ripped her out of a chair. And
that's violent.
Yeah, she was on the computer just minding her business. And I don't know what made me so mad, but I just pulled her hair and ripped her backwards out of the chair. And she was upset with me for a long time after that. But I don't even know why we were fighting.
How old?
I was probably like 12 or 13.
Hormones.
Yeah, I would say so. We're going to blame it all on that.
Okay, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Which of you would be more likely to sleep with a stranger in a foreign country?
Ooh. Her.
Her. She's the slut.
Nah, I mean, we're
I'm
pretty
gonna tell her
equal
you
slutty.
Said that. She's just more likely with us to pick up a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. If she were to have a workplace fling, who would it be with?
Oh, we knew we were going to get this question. She doesn't work with guys, so.
That don't mean nothing.
That's true. Okay, we'll go with.
And fifth and final, what has she done in the bedroom that could land her a lead role in a porno?
Oh, I can't think of one specific thing.
Maybe one specific toy.
Well, they got you put in the refrigerator.
Interesting. All right. We're going with that.
Now that Teresa has answered all five, we're going to bring Jessica back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Teresa's. Come on back, Jessica.
That's awesome.
Here
luck.
We
That's
go.
That's not promising, Teresa.
Good luck.
Buckle up. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
Yes, we did learn just how serious your relationship is.
Oh, no.
First question's worth 10 bucks.
Okay.
What does your mom do that makes you both crazy?
She probably is, like, when she's trying, I don't know, when she's trying to explain something and she's just like, well, you know, and just kind of, like, doesn't really, or she just maybe gives the wrong advice. I don't know. It kind of aggravates us a little bit. It gets on our nerves.
Meaning what? Like she's wishy-washy? She doesn't take a stand? Or she just kind of hems and haws?
Not good at storytelling.
I would say hems and hogs. Yeah.
Definitely
absolutely.
Hems and hogs.
Yeah. Okay.
That's actually not what she said, though. She said something completely different. Tell her what you said, Teresa.
Says she makes me us do chores.
Oh.
You were just there.
We were just talking about that. We were. That's funny. She made you make bacon.
Yep. Yeah. At like 5 in the morning.
That's funny. This is going to be funny if we don't get any of these right.
Oh, I think you'll get the last one.
Oh.
Okay. So what's the biggest fight you had as kids?
When you ripped me by my hair.
Yes.
From the computer. Yes. I don't even know what we were fighting about.
Thing. I don't remember why I was
sitting there. I said something and I was just typing and she came up behind me and ripped me by the back of my hair. Yes. And I flew out of my chair.
That had to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. One of many.
All right. Well, there's your first $10.
Yeah.
Next question is worth 20.
Which of you would be more likely to sleep with a stranger in a foreign country?
Her.
Ah, Teresa.
Said yes. No.
There's some serious finger pointing going on here right now.
No, I was good.
I did say we were equally slutty, though.
That's you.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 4.
If you were to have a workplace fling, who would it be with?
Oh, man. We talked because I work with all females. So, oh, Lord. I don't know.
I said
oh, well, that's true.
Well, you're the fifth and final question here. You've only won $10, but listen, you can still walk out of here with 30 if you get this one right.
Oh, no. Okay.
Fifth, final, and most entertaining, if you ask me.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's see if I get this right.
What have you done in the bedroom that could land you a lead role in a porno?
We talked about this. Well, I have a lot of... Those, they're glass. They're the glass. I mean, or b.
And where do you put them?
In the freezer.
I mean, do you put them on?
Oh, yeah. We put them on ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They feel better that way.
I wouldn't know, but I believe you.
She did say refrigerated.
I did.
Dun, da, da, da.
I did. Oh, my gosh.
Wait,
yep. So does that count?
Oh, yeah. She gets it. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. This is the fact that she admitted it on the radio. Yes, she gets the money.
I just needed refrigerated was optional.
I did not think you would get that one.
Well, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Well, and it got you $30,
yeah,
right?
So,
congratulations. Jessica, Teresa, despite the hair pulling incident, you truly are best friends.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the best friend game, guys.
Thank you so much.
John Matarese is in the studio with us like he is every Monday, so you don't waste your money. Hey, John.
Good morning, Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim. And, you know, ladies, you have to go to I've never figured this out with ladies. You have to go to a party, like a Christmas party.
Yes.
Or some important dance.
Yes.
or a get-together, and you have to have a new dress.
Duh.
Duh.
You can't wear something that's already been worn to a major event.
Yeah, as a guy, I just can't figure it out. Because, you know, you got that, you know, you got those tight jeans, the navy blazer, and you're good to go.
Right? No.
But for the girls, they're always buying things. Well, the good news is there are places now you can just rent an outfit for the night. And a lot of people are looking into this because, you know, instead of spending $200 on a new outfit for like $45, you just rent some beautiful dress, you wear it to the event, and that's it. And you turn it in on Monday.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Now here's a question. Is the dress as gross and disgusting as renting a tuxedo?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know they quote unquote clean them, but you know, you can tell. Oh, the collars are always
wedding,
like
when you are
yellow.
Groomsmen.
Yeah. Oh, really? I had no idea.
You can feel the wear
really?
On the outfits. Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty
exactly.
nasty.
And they're, you know, they're the polyester, and it's just like.
They breathe great.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, I don't know, but there are a bunch of sites now that are doing well. Rent the Runway is one of them.
Well, you always hear that at the award shows, all the jewelry has been rented.
That's all rented.
Well, yeah, those are millions and millions of dollars.
But even things for just going to, you know, a little Christmas party here. Lending luxury is another one. So it's something worth looking into is to rent that evening wear.
I actually have heard a lot of women in television do these kinds of like rent outfits and stuff like that because they don't want to buy new dresses and you know, whatever.
You can't wear the same thing every week.
So sometimes they do like a clothing subscription.
Right. How does that work in TV news? Do anchors get clothing allowances or do they work out a trade deal?
I don't, because it's obvious by the threadbare, torn old suits that I wear. Right. But I think, yeah, most anchors, they get some sort of clothing allowance.
Oh, nice.
Like back in the day, they used to do during the closing credits, back when they had closing credits, they would show,
it would
courtesy. You know, Jack Johnson's wardrobe provided by Botany 500.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they used to do that. So look into renting clothing next time you need to go somewhere to a big party. There's a lot of other things you can rent. We did this story last night, and it's just amazing. If you need a real camera and lens, because most of us just use our iPhone, but if you need a real camera and lens, there's lens rentals and borrow lenses where you can rent an SLR and a long lens. I mean, that's stuff that would cost you $3,000 to buy.
Oh, for sure.
And you want to take baby pictures. You know, you want to take your little 2-year-old to the park. Uh-huh. You can just rent an SLR and take pictures. So that's kind of cool that you can do for inexpensive. So there's so many things you can rent. We all know that. As a guy, I know that at Home Depot, I love going there and renting.
Do it all the time.
Tim, do you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, why buy a pressure washer when you can just go there and they have any kind of power tool you need, you can rent.
My neighbor, though, he wouldn't rent. He would buy, but then he would say, hey, guys, I got a power washer, so if you ever need me to come to your house and power wash your house.
One guy in the neighborhood with the power washer.
Right.
And then finally, there's a controversial one, and it's called rent a wife.
Rent a wife.
Rent a wife. And you think, uh-oh, what kind
How
of dating?
How can I do this?
What kind of dating service is this? No, it's not a dating service. It's a Canadian maid service called Rent a Wife. But it's generating a lot of controversy because it's about the most sexist thing you can imagine. Rent a wife. Excuse me, for a maid service. I mean, that is
rent a wife.
I got
Fritch. Yeah, Fritch is raising her hand. She's like,
how does it
who cares?
Work
I'll
if you
one.
Mess up the dress? Like if you rent the runway and let's just say accidentally.
That is guaranteed. If I'm renting, that's going to happen.
Yeah. How does it work?
Then you need rent a wife to fix the rent address.
There you go.
Right.
She'll know how to get the stain out.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.